If you've turned on your TV, or listened to the radio, or scanned the front page of a newspaper, you know that 2018 was a wild year. In the States, politics dominated the headlines, and some folks found it almost impossible to tear themselves away from the news. Each day, they felt compelled to follow the recent developments in the White House, or the Mueller investigation, or the midterm elections. For some, there was news fatigue, a sense of being so overwhelmed with what was going on. Each day, it seemed, our nation was leaping from one crisis to another, or from one scandal to the next. And even as this year comes to an end, a time that is typically slower and calmer, even in politics, our government is partially closed, with some workers required to work without pay, and other workers furloughed, and there seems to be no end in sight. It is important to remember that this is not an abstraction. It touches the lives of real people who depend upon their salaries. Perhaps there should be a law that requires politicians during a government shutdown to remain in D.C. at work and to forego their salary, that they should feel some of the pain that the nation's workforce is feeling. New Year's Eve fireworks this year may be the best metaphor for what this year has become: a clash of political parties, growing tribalism, anger and distrust among our citizens, and dysfunctionality in D.C. What we are witnessing is no reality TV show. It is the state of our nation, and naturally it creates anxiety, a sense of worry about what's next. All of this and more has made 2018 a challenging year, one of discontent and concern. And I don't want to minimize those feelings, but 2018 was more than the politics that dominated the news. Each of us had the opportunity to live our lives, to explore our own hopes and dreams, even as we faced our own challenges and disappointments. It seems to me that as 2018 comes to an end, rather than just reading the top 10 political stories or the top 10 entertainment events, we should turn our attention inward. We each should spend some time reviewing our own lives, our own accomplishments, and our own disappointments. This reflection should be more than just a highlight reel, the best of 2018. To be of value, it should be more introspective and honest, a personal inventory. Our introspection should help us to see where we have fallen short in our own measure, not to diminish ourselves, but to help us build the resolve to meet our own desires in the year to come. But more than thinking about what wasn't, our reflection becomes an opportunity for us to see the positive events that we experienced in this past year. Gratitude for what we have and what we have known can be enriching, and I believe revitalizing. It can help us to remember that in the midst of the chaos, we have experienced joy and happiness, love and friendship. While the world around us may swirl in uncertainty, let us make time to savor the joys that we have known. I want to wish you and yours a happy and healthy new year. And as always, I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and I want to thank you for listening.